Jacket and belt too tight, and he wasn't even being funny. Then he cartwheeled around the room and slow danced with a cleaning lady. He was a one-man party. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my friend Chris Farley.
I'm covered in goosebumps right now. Adam Sandler was the host of Saturday Night Live and did that tribute to Chris Farley. And, Bill, we got to interview him when that ninja thing he did with Nicolette Sheridan, that movie.
Right.
And he was so sweet and tender off the air, and just as soon as the mics go on,
he was a tornado. He was an absolute tornado. Matt Cassane joins us right now, a longtime actor and comedian, and I hope this is fair to say, the best impersonator of Chris Farley that I've ever seen.
Thank you very much.
How are you, Matt? Nice to see you.
I'm great. I remember you guys. We used to hang out back in the 90s.
We sure did.
We did at the Loop radio station, and then you guys used to do stand-up together?
Several times.
A lot of weird gigs.
Only at clubs that were not good.
Please explain that one you were just saying off the air, because I can't even imagine it.
There was a club in Indiana that Matt and I worked at together on a New Year's Eve, and the room was shaped. It was one of two comedy clubs that had this. It was shaped like a V. So the stage was at the apex of the V, and then the people on the left side of the room and the right side of the room couldn't see each other. There was a divider in between. So you would do the show, and if somebody said something on one side of the room, the other side didn't hear it, didn't know what it was a reference to.
Do a lot of clubs do that? Because
only two that I've ever worked at.
Was that a J room?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
A man named Jay Burke would book those clubs.
That seems crazy.
It was nuts.
So, Matt, you have been in the entertainment business for a long time.
Yeah.
And when did you start doing Chris Farley?
I started doing Farley in the late 90s. I was always doing it like offstage with, like, for Mike Toomey. Mike and I would be backstage at a comedy club in between in the green room, and I would just pretend I was Matt Foley to get him pumped for the late show. I'd be like, come on, Mike, you gotta get up there and you gotta kick some butt or you're not going to amount to jack squat!
It's a good motivator.
Yeah.
It's a very good motivator.
So it started as just something to just make Toomey laugh.
Just goofing around with the comics backstage. Yeah.
But when you would do it on stage, like you would already be on stage doing well, and then something would happen that would turn you into Matt Foley, and the crowd would just, you'd see their jaws drop, like, look at this transformation.
It was quite fun. When I first started doing it, it was just a little bit of at the end of my stand-up act, and it was right after Chris passed away, and I'd just be like, hey, you guys want to see a little Farley, and the crowd would go crazy, you know, especially here in the Midwest, Illinois, and Wisconsin. And then as time went on, and I got married, and I got really fat, I started dressing up like him, and then Jeff Hoover would start having me on WGN Morning News, and the station got calls the first time I did it. We got to have that guy come into our high school reunion. What's that guy's name? Like, and right away it just was like, man, this just seems like a pretty cool way to make an extra few bucks, you know? So it just kind of worked out.
Now, the story that I heard, tell me if this is true or not, is that some of those calls into WGN TV didn't realize you were impersonating him. They thought somehow he had magically come back. Like, I thought he had passed away.
Was that the guy with the V Comedy Club?
Yeah, the same guy.
He faked his own death.
Yes.
I'm back. I'm not dead. I'm ready to go.
This came pretty naturally for you. I mean, obviously, you perfected it and you watched.
First things first, got to be honest with you, you have to be a fat Irish guy in order to be able to do it properly, okay?
No imitations.
You have to be loud. You have to be brought up in a loud Irish family whose father yelled at you a lot when you were a kid, just like Chris's dad. I thought I told you boys to sweep the driveway!
Did you ever get to meet Chris?
I did.
You did? And what was that like?
It was while he was at Second City. He was performing on the main stage, and I was a student at Second City taking classes there. And we used to go see Chris, and because that was part of the deal. If you were taking Players Workshop, you used to be able to go and watch the shows.
Sure.
And Chris was our idol. We loved him, and so we'd go see him. And one night after the show, he was hanging out in front of Second City. He had his rugby jacket on from Tommy Boy. I'm not making this up. And he was just standing out there like a lost puppy all by himself, just like kind of like staring off into space. Like, just, we were like, Chris, what are you doing? He was like, I'm just hanging out here, you know? And so, like, we're going across the street to the Old Town Ale House, come and have a few beers with us. And, you know, he did. He came across the street, and it was really cool. It was great.
He had the strangest energy of any human being I've ever met. At auditions, I would always see him. He'd be reading the script and laughing hysterically at how bad the script was.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of these commercial auditions, it's not exactly Shakespeare. But he'd go, look what they put over here. They want you to say this out loud. And I go, yeah, that's how an audition works.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
The guy was, God, the guy, I loved him.
He was amazing. You had to see him live in order to really appreciate him, though. We saw him at Second City so many times.
Yeah.
I actually saw him do Matt Foley at Second City. And it was before they had incorporated into an actual run. It was just in the rehearsal spots. After the actual show, they would have rehearsals at Second City. They would say, you guys could stick around. We're going to like work out the kinks on this new skit. And that's when I saw him do Matt Foley in front of about 30 people.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Wow.
This is Matt Cassane. You're a comedian, actor, all-around nice guy. Tell us about this A&E thing. It airs Monday, right?
It's Monday, the 27th, Memorial Day, at 8 p.m. Central here in Chicago. And I was contacted by Brent Hodge, who is the director of the original Chris Farley documentary called I Am Chris Farley, which aired on Spike back in 2015. I had no idea these guys were going to be calling me. They just called me out of the blue. They asked me if they could come and interview me at my home in Villa Park, and then the next day we went to Second City, and I got to dress up as Matt Foley on the main stage and do Matt Foley.
Nice.
And I know, right?
That so
was
nice.
Nuts. It was crazy.
Matt, normally if a documentarian makes a film about something, when it's done, he goes, all right, I've done that, and now it's time to move on to something else. What would make him want to do a second Chris Farley documentary? What's new about this one?
Pretty sure more money.
Is it more money?
I think A&E's yeah. just got a bigger audience.
All right. So, yeah. That sells. All right.
All right, but we all loved Chris Farley. I mean, I feel we did more because he was from here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he just captured everybody's love. So I would watch documentary after documentary. Oh, yeah. I'll keep watching them for the rest of my life.
Absolutely. I've seen them all. I've seen them all several times. I actually bought the DVD, I Am Chris Farley, that we were just talking about that came out in 2015. And when Brett was at my house interviewing me, I brought it down and he autographed it for me.
Yeah.
So it was really cool.
I will quickly cite two examples, which if somebody said to me, prove that Chris Farley was a genius, these would be the first two examples I would use. The interview show where he tells people things like, remember when you were in the Beatles, yeah. to Paul McCartney?
Yeah.
Because we all have an element of that.
Yes.
You know, everybody...
And that was great.
Right.
That was the
right.
best.
Do you remember when you were in the Beatles?
Yeah, right. There's a part of that in every one of us, and he was the first person to figure that out.
Yes.
The other one was the scene he did with Patrick Swayze where they were both auditioning to be Chippendale's dancers.
Oh, yeah.
Because even though he was a big guy, he proved how he wasn't just physical, but he could so use it to his advantage.
Yes. He had the moves, you guys.
He was fantastic.
And he made it okay for fat guys to take off their shirts at sporting events.
I guess he did, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
It was okay then.
All right, we'll talk.
It was sexy.
Oh, he was so sexy.
God, I loved him.
Matt Cassane is here. We're talking about the great Chris Farley. There's a documentary about him coming out this weekend. Stick around. More ahead. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and we're visiting with local treasure, Matt Cassane. I'm just going to call him that.
You're a
now.
Local treasure, Matt.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
Very welcome. Very welcome.
Matt Cassane is Chris, can I say a Chris Farley impersonator?
That's fine, yeah.
All right, I don't
Absolutely.
Know what to say. And,
that's cool.
You're going to be part of this Chris Farley Anything for a Laugh. It
yep.
premieres Monday, 8 p.m. Central Time on the A&E Network. And any members of Chris's family involved in this as well? Any of his brothers?
Well, I know Kevin was on Good Morning America, his brother Kevin Farley, yesterday promoting it. So I know he's involved. So I'm not sure about the other guys, but I know Kevin is for sure.
And you haven't seen it. So, I mean, I'm just
no.
wondering, like, are they going to say, here's a Chris Farley impersonator. Here's a guy who just really, I'm anxious to see this.
I am too. And I'm hoping, my fingers are crossed that I do not get cut out of this thing because I have, like, really promoted this for, like, several months. Now,
Matt,
boy, will I look bad.
You'll have to give us the time back. I don't know. We got to figure out how to do that, Bill.
Okay.
There was some hero worship with him, with Chris Farley and with John Belushi. He absolutely
yeah.
idolized Belushi and then ends up dying at the same age as John
it's
Belushi.
Nuts, right?
What do you make of that?
It's, you know what? I think every kid from the Midwest who grew up in that generation grew up watching SNL, even me. I was a huge Belushi fan. As a matter of fact, when I was a senior in high school, our Halloween dance, I dressed up as Belushi. Pseudo.
Did you?
I had a sweatshirt that just said college on it.
Yeah.
So it's sad. I mean, I wish Chris would have like just kind of slowed down and just, you know, taken better care of himself.
But all of his friends, the people closest to him, would say, "You idolize John so much. Can't you see that you're heading in that direction?" And he just didn't listen. Doesn't that
well,
kill you?
Guys,
kinda?
Sometimes,
it's a shooting star, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, his plan was not to die. I mean,
right. No. Right.
He did try to straighten himself out quite a few times, but it was unfortunate.
What do you think he'd be doing if Chris had made it? What do you think he'd be involved in today? What do you think he'd be doing?
He'd be in all the grown-up movies with grown-ups with Sandler and Spade and all those guys.
Yeah.
And he'd be having fun. He'd be doing his Fatty Arbuckle movie.
He wanted to do that.
Yes, yeah. He did.
He really did.
He'd be Shrek. He'd be the voice of Shrek. He was going to be that.
And that was planned,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. He was signed on to do that.
Yeah, he would have had a great career. Chris was awesome, man. So he would have kept going.
They always say,
chugging along.
I've asked Dan Aykroyd that about John Belushi because toward the end of John's life, his way too short life, he was starting to delve into different things, doing more serious roles. Do you think Chris would have done more serious roles at some point?
I think the Fatty Arbuckle thing, even though Fatty was a comedian, it took a serious turn when he got accused of all that stuff. So I think it would have been more of a dramatic show. Yeah.
Right.
I am so deeply touched by the friendship that Chris Farley, Adam Sandler, and David Spade had. Am I leaving anyone out? It was kind of the three amigos there.
Those guys would have made some great films, man.
Yeah.
It would have been really cool to see what they would have put out.
I mean, seeing Adam Sandler do that tribute on SNL, it's like you can tell that he still thinks of Chris each and every day. And every time David Spade's interviewed about him, it's just this feeling of love that they had. I'm so sad for them.
It's hard to sit and watch those interviews and not get a little choked up, you know? It really isn't. Just what would have been?
Here's an interesting text. Ask your guest if he's related to the Cassanes who live across the street from me. No name, just no town.
I'm
are
gonna,
you related to that?
I'm going
to
say no.
No?
I'm
going
to give it a
interesting.
I'm going to give it a big no.
I didn't see that coming.
Big thumbs down.
Right. That's perfect. Are you still doing stand-up?
I get out there. Actually, I've done stand-up twice now in the past month. These little open micers out in my town of Villa Park, and then I hit this place in Berwyn. And they're you know, it's just the type of place where you don't really have to have you know, any kind of like pull to get on stage. You just kind of show up and you sign up and you just go up and do it. So,
right.
Yeah, I still like doing stand-up. I really do. It really
still
is a lot of fun. It is.
You've been doing Chicago TV too. Were you on Med or Hope or?
I did Chicago Med in 2017. I did an episode of a show that got canceled on Fox called APB, where I actually had speaking lines. Yeah, so it was pretty cool. I had a good time doing those.
All right, and a lot of texts. Matt Foley's a real person, right? What's the story on that? He was Chris Farley's college roommate. He's now Father Matt Foley, a pastor at St. James Parish in Arlington Heights.
This is true.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it is true. And he played rugby with Chris back in the college days, yeah.
And does he have any of those same mannerisms or personality quirks as
not,
Matt Foley?
Not at all. Just a sweet, laid-back man. Absolutely. Chris just took his name and that was it.
Did Farley work at Kelly's Pub near DePaul?
That I do not know.
I don't know if you're a Chris Farley historian or archivist.
I don't know that.
You know, Steve Bertrand, who does our news, went to college with Chris.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Very cool.
Yeah.
So we'd be at the Green Tree Pub after those rugby games.
And he played?
Nice.
Yeah. He played. I mean, I was at, that was a
Marquette,
year after
right,
me.
Steve?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Green Tree was where everyone went after the rugby games, where you had to wear special shoes. You couldn't wear them anywhere else because the floor was so bad in that bar.
Could you, back then in college, could you see that this was his career trajectory, that that's where he was headed, Steve, or not?
Well, I think, you know, he was in college like he was out of college. He was, could be so sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then just a wild guy. But yeah, we had our first, we had introduction to public speaking together. There were about 15 of us in the class. And I'm not kidding you, the professor had a heart attack halfway through.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Why am I laughing at that?
I know.
Horrible.
Wait. For real? He did?
Sorry.
Not in the class, but yeah, he had to be replaced halfway through the semester because he had a coronary issue.
Wow.
And it's one of the classes I remember a few of the other people in there, too. We had a good time in that class.
Oh, man.
And did he actually play rugby, or was he just doing like somersaults and weird things on the field?
He really did?
He played. He played rugby, yeah. If you watch the opening to Tommy Boy, where he's, you know, in the frat with the guys, and he's wearing the rugby jacket, that's pretty much what Chris's life in college is all about. You know, he was a rugby player for sure, definitely. A lot of keg parties.
Although, who didn't partake in those back then?
Sure,
I sure did.
Absolutely.
I did a real mean beer bong, I'll tell you that.
Nice.
It was popular then.
No, wait a minute. Are you talking then and now?
Though? No, now bit. I could never do it.
No? Okay.
You got to work up. You know, right. I can't do it. I'm out of practice.
Wouldn't you say, though, Matt, that if, you know, you hear the phrase larger than life, like if somebody uses that phrase, Chris Farley is the first person I think of because he truly was. He was larger than life.
He was, man. And like I said, when I used to go see him at Second City, he was such a big guy, but he would own that stage and he would make all these moves and just like in the Chippendale skit. I mean, he could really move for a big dude.
Right.
You know? He could dance, you know, he could move.
Oh, totally.
He was that's very thing. Nimble.
You'd see him at Second City just going crazy and
yes.
then Sunday night he'd be at Mass at St. Michael's about two blocks away.
Oh, for sure. He was a very devout Catholic, too.
It's that Irish Catholic, and it just came from a big, loving family,
yes,
you know?
He did.
God, I really miss him. I'm thinking, and I don't know if this was SNL or what, but he was hooked up to the wire and just acting like
he,
yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Just every time I see him, I guess a living person like that now is Will Ferrell. I see him and I just laugh.
Yeah.
But with Chris,
yeah.
it was just, you loved him.
Actually, if you don't, I don't know if you guys realize this, but Chris and Will were actually in a skit together on SNL when Chris came back to host in 1997. Chris was was Matt Foley, the motivational speaker, and he was training people at a gym, and Will is in that skit. So,
wow.
All right.
Pretty
somebody
cool.
said Chris Farley worked at Kincaid's, not Kelly's, near each other though. So
that's cool.
But
right.
I'm sure
I didn't
people
know
saw him. Yeah, we'll put that down, and as you become his historian and archivist,
I will. I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna write that down.
Did you ever see that? It's a very fast clip, but they always show it in any of the retrospects of his days on Saturday Night Live, where it's him. He's dressed as a girl, and David Spade is dressed as a girl, and he's using a very sweet voice.
Yes,
but then somebody reaches over and takes his food, and he goes, "Don't touch my fries! Like the devil.
Leave me alone! I'm starving!"
Yeah.
God, I could just sit here and reminisce all day. I cannot wait to see this. He's Matt Cassane.
Yeah.
You can follow him on social media, Facebook, Twitter. Just Google Matt Cassane and you'll find it. Kissane. You might see him in Villa Park, but definitely watch A&E Monday, 8 p.m. It's called Chris Farley, Anything for a Laugh. I hope you made the cut, dude.
Thank you very much. Can I just say hi to my little girl, Eugenia?
Hi, Eugenia.
All right. We don't have time. Cut them off.
Wish we could.
Hi, Eugenia.
Thank
so
you,
nice
Matt.
To see you
Thank
again.
You. Thanks, guys.
A quick break, some news, more show ahead. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here, 720.